direction. Lies, corruption, infection, injection. Compromise that I would do like to endure. Try to be some me, tune into my hood. Watch out for surprises. Get a load of what's being said. Go.
Being the daughter of an entomologist, I grew up playing with butterflies, examining mosquitoes, and studying the morphology of unheard-of flies under the microscope. One day, my father got me a silkworm as a pet. With lots of love, I watched my worm transform into a cocoon, and I waited for the colorful butterfly to come out of its silk hiding. I woke up one morning to find a small opening in my cocoon. I watched the butterfly trying to get out. Then I decided to help her. I proudly, yet lovingly, cut off the remaining bit of the cocoon. The butterfly then emerged easily, but something was wrong with my pet. It had an enlarged body and small wings. I waited for the moment when she would fly. Never happened. My baby pet spent the rest of her life crawling. My dad then explained to me that butterflies struggle to get through the tiny opening, and that was nature's way of strengthening my pet so that it would be ready for flying once it was free from the cocoon. Today, as I watch many of the young men and women that I come across at work or in my classes and workshops, the image of my poor pet comes back to mind. I flossed my brains trying to find out the mental connection between the two until it hit me one day. In their attempt to protect their kids, mothers crippled them. "We want the revision," howled a 28-year-old marketing student in my class. But I see the pattern of their ready-made, easy-to-cook attitude everywhere. Like my butterfly, they face the world with shriveled wings, limp bodies, porous bones, and hollow head. They are neither equipped to deal with the heavy blows of fate nor the deadly challenges of life. They have no sense of direction and a vague reason for existence. Following the use-it-or-lose-it rule of thumb, they are not used, muscles turn into flab, brains turn into mush, and determination turns into lethargy. I loved my pet so much that I wanted to ease her way out of the cocoon, but instead, I maimed her for life. According to Darwin, I turned what could have been powerful wings into vestigial structure, like our degenerate tailbone and wisdom teeth. If nature allowed us to go through life without any obstacles, it would just cripple us.
Detection, infection, connections, lies, elections, contractions, depiction of an assign. Now I break, make no mistake, God forgive me for I will sin. No more rules, no more laws, no more reason, it will begin. Go. Underestimate, find your strength, moral demands, evolution, incarnate.